This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show at 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find out a lot about what's going on in the world of news talk radio every week. Go to talkers.com. where you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and a review of a lot of the things that we talk about during the hour that Michael is with us every week on the Talk Radio Countdown. You can find a podcast of the events and discussions that we have here at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com. Michael usually kicks off our hour together by reviewing the top 10 stories according to research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine and the People List as well, Michael. So let us begin, s'il vous plaît.
All right, my pleasure, as I am broadcasting to you from the Talkers Mobile Unit number 2. And we have on our top 10 stories at number 10, we have the National Football League suspensions, and that's tied with NBA action. A little sports talk on News Talk Radio. At number 9, Russia banned from the Winter Games. At number 8, the California wildfires. At number 7, the SCOTUS gay wedding cake case. SCOTUS means Supreme Court of the United States. At number 6, travel ban ruling and the Utah National Monuments issue. At number 5, we have the Trump-Russia investigation and North Korea war threats tied at number 5. At number 4, the Roy Moore campaign. At number 3, the GOP tax reform plan. At number 2, Trump's Jerusalem capital recognition. And number 1, Frank and Conyers resignations, tied with the broader topic of celebrity misbehavior allegations. On our people survey, at number 10, we have a couple of very famous basketball figures, LeBron James and Steph Curry. At number 9, we have football figures, Rob Gronkowski, Aqib Talib, and Michael Crabtree. At number 8, Vladimir Putin, who's running for president again. At number 7, Kim Jong-un. At number 6, Robert Mueller and Michael Flynn. At number 5, Roy Moore. At number 4, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. At number 3, the trio of Russell, Garrison, and Danny. Russell Simpsons, Garrison Keillor, and Danny Masterson. We have Al Franken and John Conyers at number 2. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And again, an unbelievably complex, multifaceted, colorful, and crazy week.
So, in my experience as a talk radio person, one of the things that you and I have agreed on over the years, and so have people who listen, people who run stations, one of the real challenges to find talent, to find people who are good at using their brain and their mouth to describe things, because that's really what, you know, the great, we've talked often, Michael, about some of the great people who have been able to, with their words, paint pictures, use your imagination, or take phrases and words that call upon us, the listener, to use our imagination to imagine, to picture, to view, if you will, in our mind, what it is that's being described. And perhaps one of the best examples that I can come up with for a long time has been listening to some of the descriptions of the California wildfires from people who either live there or have been there. And I don't say this in a self-serving way, but when I saw the pictures of the roadway, the 405 coming down off the hill, a trip I've taken thousands of times in my years, having spent a lot of time in Los Angeles. On one side is the Getty Center, on the other side is Bel Air, and you watch literally, this was a dawn picture, the flames sweeping across the highway, almost engulfing cars. And so to hear people describe that without the benefit of the pictures is really something that I think does tax, but does show, I think separates the men from the boys. Do you agree?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely. This is a great example of broadcasting, audio broadcasting circumstance that requires real skill, and you hear it at its best. There is an art form to being able to make words pop and trigger pictures in the human mind that is so much more advanced than just the idea of delivering text, delivering data. Storytelling, embellishing, the combination of creative words with emotion, that X factor, that intangible that gives power to those words, is an art form that not everybody has. Some people are born with it, others develop it, and not everybody on the air who gets paid to do talk radio has that skill.
Yeah. I love that phrase, storytelling with the X factor. And you see, that's another example of being able to use words, experiential words, to tell a story. And oftentimes, I think, maybe people don't think about it. You and I might think about it because it's sort of our bread and butter. But if I call it to the attention of the people who are listening, they might pay a little more attention to the way, if they listen to some of these radio stations and the hosts that they like, the way the host will paint pictures with words. And is he or she capable, really, of doing that so that you can yourself there?
In the performing arts, quite often the qualities of the artist that make them great are often unnoticed by the audience. This is not just, you know, with people on radio. This is with actors. This is with musicians, dancers. I guess the saying is they make it look so easy that you don't realize that what they are doing is performing art. If you watch great actors working, a little tiny flick of the eyebrow, the muscles in your cheek getting tight, even in the eyes, I could actually see in some great actors' eyes, you could see the emotion. And, you know, reading eyes is one of the most nuanced things in the world. I mean, what makes an eye, change its depth of character? In music, I hear it all the time, you know, and the really, really great performers make it look so easy sometimes that the audience doesn't realize how much skill and artistry is going into it.
Okay, so I again call your attention to Michael capturing your imagination, and there's probably no better example of what he was talking about than The Rock, when you see him raise his eyebrow in whatever role it is that he's playing. But that's the kind of thing that Michael is talking about. He's got that down, and people sort of know what he's expressing by raising his eyebrow.
Yeah. Dwayne Johnson is a fabulous performer and entertainer.
Yeah.
And that's why in the world of professional wrestling, which, of course, not only do you have to be made of steel, not only do you have to be an incredible, agile athlete, but you also have to be a great talker and a great actor. And it's an amazingly difficult profession to climb to the top of the mountain on. He was the one in a generation that became the star, and he went beyond it to become a big movie star. And now, you know, what's happening with him is that talent is starting to overflow out of the movie screen, and he's being talked about as a figure that could possibly someday be president of the United States. I doubt that'll happen, but just the fact that he's in the conversation is a tribute to his remarkable personality.
Wouldn't it be interesting if there was an election that pitted The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, against the old lady, Oprah Winfrey? How about them for Dwayne Johnson runs as a Republican, Oprah runs as a Democrat? Wow.
At least we're not going to see an election that pits Donald J. Trump against Al Franken.
No, you're not going to see that.
Let me tell you something, that was within, as they say, the realm of possibility until a couple of weeks ago.
All right, we're going to talk about all of those resignations, celebrity misbehavior, one of the big stories this week on the Talkers Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, I'm going to then take you not away from the business at hand, but to a different focus. The business at hand is thinking about Christmas for all of us. And also, benefits that you get from making sure that you get a good night's rest. You're all going to be tired. You're going to burn the candle at both ends. You're going to be just at the end of the day, oh, my God, I got another day of this sort of thing to do tomorrow. And you put your head on the pillow, and you can't go to sleep because the pillow's horrible. So you'll fix that by getting yourself a MyPillow. Or better yet, you'll fix it by getting yourself two MyPillows. Or better yet, you'll fix it by getting four MyPillows. You get one you pay for, second one free. So you can get pillows for you, everybody in your family, friends, those big boxes. That come. People love to open up the big boxes. I say that all the time. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and buy one of these premium MyPillows. Get one free. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. And then go look around the website. There's some fabulous deals, all kinds of things that have to do with bedding, sheets. I mean, it's not just a place to get pillows. You get anything that has to do with your sleep encounter at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Do not deprive yourself. Get a hold of these things. It's a great value. Imagine premium pillows from MyPillow. You get two for the price of one at MyPillow.com by using the promo code DJV.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
It's time for some straight talk. You have their unlimited plan. So why do you keep running out of high-speed data? Never run out again with Straight Talk's new Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get all the 4G LTE data you want, all high speed, and all for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, only from Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. 'Tis the season to be busy. If too much hustle and bustle has you stressed, one Mayo Clinic doctor says, get some sleep.
In my order of priorities, sleep is like number one, number two, number three, number four.
Dr. Amit Sood is the author of the Mayo Clinic Guide to Stress-Free Living. He says a little shut-eye will go a long way.
Most of the patients I see are behind on sleep. So if you can catch extra time, take a one-hour nap.
Then Dr. Sood says, take a pen to your to-do list.
Make a not-to-do list, not a to-do list, because I have no doubt in my mind you're doing stuff that you don't need to do, which is crowding your life.
Dr. Sood says a not-to-do list creates the gift of time in your holiday schedule, time for experiences and for being grateful.
Between Thanksgiving and New Year, that is the time when gratitude is in the air. This is a time of reflection. This is a time of rejuvenation, and that's what we should focus on.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
19 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with the Al Franken, John Conyers resignation, pushing these guys out. The Franken thing, going back to your experience, my experience when he was a talk radio host. Are you surprised by any of this?
No, because I think Franken is a bit of a scoundrel. I have not had a personal good, you know, relationship with him over the years. And I only say that. I don't often say bad things about people, but, you know, he's a politician, and politicians are fair game. If he was just a talk show host, I wouldn't say anything. But he's a politician. And I think when we come back after the break, it'll be interesting to talk about an interesting aspect of why he had to resign. It's very interesting. The Democrats pushed him out. And that's
I think that's true with Conyers as well, given the circumstances. These guys, they're trying to clean up their whole. The world is changing. My God, isn't it, huh? Talk Radio Review.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, 23 after the hour. We're looking into the information that comes from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the first full week of December. Michael Harrison is here, who's editor and publisher. We have sort of wrapped ourselves around the number one story or issue this week. All the people who are getting caught with their pants down, literally and figuratively, misbehavior and then some on the part of politicians. I suppose the politicians get it first, Michael, because, and I'm not sure why, this all started with people who weren't politicians, but it seems that those who are on parties, either, you know, party affiliations, either side, take a certain amount of pleasure at seeing others on the other side taking the neck. And that's kind of what's going on with the Democrats at the moment, isn't it?
Well, the problem is that in politics, they go for victory as opposed to truth. You know, my party, it's more important that we get our legislation passed than we have people of character in the Senate, that type of thing. In show business, it's a whole different culture. But I think, as I was mentioning before, Al Franken is being brought down by the Democrats more so than by the Republicans. He was going to hang in there. He was going to hang in there and face the Republican heat. But the Democrats are bringing him down. And I think that in some ways, Al Franken is being sacrificed so that the Democrats have the moral high ground to be able to go after the Republicans and eventually be able to go after Trump. If they did not go after Franken as openly and as overtly and aggressively as they have, they would lose the capital to be able to go after the Republicans. So that's why that's happening. Otherwise, they would be defending Franken because he really is a major loss for the Democrats in the Senate.
Well, so then the discussion comes as to who replaces him. The Republicans yes. are gleeful because they think they can. Franken only got the job by a few votes. There had been a Republican in there for a long time, and Franken, probably because of name recognition, much of anything else, was the winner, but not, you know, the old hair in your chinny chin chin routine. We've found him as a talk radio personality. We weren't enamored with him. He was kind of a jerk. When he was a host. I'm saying that because you don't have to say it. You can if you want. But yeah,
I had an incident with him that was very, very highly publicized.
Yeah.
And, he and I had a public incident. We were at odds with each other. It was controversy. and I accused him of lying to me. And, you know, he did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'm a big boy. I can handle that. But when a guy goes and presents himself as a man who upholds all that's honest and decent, and you know for sure that it's not true, and he writes books about, you know, liars, and Rush Limbaugh's a big fat idiot, and all that stuff, you know, it's, hey, you're in the game. You're open to being criticized. You know, I don't like casting mud on people. That's not my style. But when somebody's out there being a mudslinger and they sling a little mud at me, I have no problem saying, hey, the guy is not a good guy. I mean, he might be a good guy among his friends, but he's not some type of an angel out there.
He tries to play this sort of with his nuance, his face, his acting, whatever. He tries to play the part of somebody who would be more acceptable than him as the true Al Franken. He's
right.
Trying to be somebody else because he isn't his own personality, and the real Al Franken is a boob. And so, but how do these people get, how do these people like this get to the places they do, Michael?
Well, let's talk about that after the break. How do people of low quality character get to high positions? How does that happen? Let's talk about that.
How do people rise up, if you will? 28 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Now 34 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The focus on character, the way America is perceived around the world, the way we perceive ourselves, never mind what other people think of us. But what do you think of you? What do you think of the people around you? What do you think? The people you work with, the people who are in your family? What about the quality, the integrity of people? Is it the same as it was? Were you brought up on a diet of be honest, be moral, have strong mores and standards, or were you brought up by somebody who didn't have any and therefore you don't have any? What do you think, Michael?
I think that what you're saying is rhetorical, and I think that what you're saying is what it's about. I mean, how do we live our own lives? It's very easy to, you know, cast stones and to criticize Al Franken or to criticize politicians or celebrities, but it all comes up from the cellular level, and that is each individual person. How do you live your life? What do you teach your children? What are your own standards and level of ethics and integrity? And, you know, there's someone said we get the government we deserve. We're all part of the culture. And I think that it's time for a national soul searching, because I do think there's a crisis in character in terms of the American public.
Why? Where does it come from?
Where does it come from?
Why do we have a crisis in culture? What is going on? What have we? Do we have too much excess? Is there too much media? Why is our culture changing as it is so fast?
The question again, I wish I had the answer, an easy answer. Part of it is changing technology, and our nervous systems are rewired, and we're awkward and fumbling and figuring out how to do that. But also, this becomes philosophical. Perhaps we have too much abundance. Perhaps one of the painful conundrums, ironies, if you will, of the human condition is that we need to suffer in order for our better qualities to come out. That when everything is good and everything is abundant and there's peace and people are flourishing, that sometimes that doesn't breed the best of our character. Sometimes adversity is what brings out the best in people. Isn't it funny how, like, when there's a national disaster, floods in Houston, tornadoes, fires in California, all of a sudden you hear about acts of heroism, neighbors helping neighbors, people suddenly forgetting about political and racial boundaries. After 9/11, the feeling in Manhattan and in New York City was of a true brotherhood of man or sisterhood of man, however you want to call it. And it didn't last very long. Are we humans destined and condemned to suffer in order not to become worse? These are questions that are philosophical and theological. And that's what it comes down to.
It really is. But what do we say to our children and our grandchildren? What I think about my grandchild, you have a new grandson. What are we creating for them? What are we leaving them? What are we bringing them into?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because, you know, I often think that when I look at, I have a 3-week-old grandchild, and I say, what kind of world is this young person going to grow into? What's the world going to be like in 20 years, 30 years? And how can I possibly, and how could we in our schools and teachers and civic organizations and just as parents, how do we prepare our children for a future that we don't know how to handle? This is all part of the challenges, and this is what should be part of a national discussion. I do not claim to have the answers, but I am claiming here now that this is what we should be talking about, and this is what we should be concerned about.
It really is a conundrum when you get down to it. I don't mean to be Debbie Dougie Downer, but it's just, there's so much of this stuff, and you know, people rising up. We were talking about this a few minutes ago, how somebody like Al Franken gets to the point where they are. The guy's not a good guy. Conyers, no. I remember when I used to do more politics on my program, I used to have John Conyers on at the same time as a fellow named Joel Heffley. Heffley was a Republican. He was in charge of the Ethics Committee. Conyers was in charge of some other committee. But the two of them had about the same number of years in, and they were completely different. Conyers from a big city, Detroit. Joel Heffley from a smaller community around Colorado Springs. Conyers always overspent his budget for personnel and how to run his office. Heffley was the only person in the history of the House to turn money back in from his annual budget. He never spent all the money that he was allotted. You know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, Conyers always sounded like a whiner to me. But yet he fit into what, you know, he created a machine to the point where now he's resigning, but the people in his family all want to go grab that seat.
Yeah, like it's a dynasty.
Yeah.
One of the things that we have to do, bringing this more to the surface and, you know, not getting too deep into philosophy, but more to the surface of just, you know, the left-right Democrat versus Republican conversation that we have in this medium, is we've got to get away from the idea that one side is correct and one side is wrong, that one side is good and one side is bad.
Just because you are a Democrat, you're right or you're wrong, depending on your point of view.
Right. That's the start. That's the beginning. That's why it goes back to what I said earlier about the Democrats are using Franken as a poster child. He's the example that, oh, no, we don't support our own when they're bad. He's
sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. But I don't know if they're doing it for the right reasons. I think they're doing it because of how it appears.
Well,
it's all branding. It's all perception.
Back to your question. If it happened, and I just was thinking, if it happened to somebody else, let's say a popular Democratic senator, and I don't know, you come up with any number of names, people who are liked, who were Democrats, if they'd had the same thing, I'm betting that it wouldn't have taken the same course. Franken is not liked, and therefore he's an easier target. That's my philosophy. That's my thinking.
Do you think that Franken is not liked by the Democrats in Congress, that the other senators don't like him? Do you think
they see the same thing? They see the same thing in him that you did and other people that were working in the talk radio business. He is a jerk. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes across to his, got to come across to his colleagues. They're not trying to save him at all. And there are a lot of things about the innuendo and suggestions. Leanne Tweeden is not really that credible. She was an opportunist. And then other people, I don't know that much about the other people who charged him with stuff, but I know there have been a lot of people charged with a lot more serious stuff. Not that it's acceptable, because it isn't, the way he allegedly has acted. But, man, there are plenty of others that have a lot more notches on their belt and a lot more really disgusting stuff they've been accused of than Franken, and they're holding on to their own.
But you know, but you know, she may be an opportunist, but she is telling the truth. The two are not mutually exclusive.
No. Well, I mean, I think it's the way it was colored and flavored, and when it was it's a very frustrating thing. Let's pause for a moment.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. As usual, we're trying to make heads and tails out of the nuance of some of these things that the folks at Talkers have found to be the most popular conversational items of the week due to their research. You can go to talkers.com. I'm actually there through the course of the whole program looking at various things that are interesting and compelling. This is such a, again, getting to the point of having people on the air that can tell great stories. That's one of the reasons that the format works, as I said before. Let me see if I can tell you a good story about a product from a company called Purity. Purity Products introduces Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small pill that includes both krill oil and fish oil, because there are a lot of people who have been taking fish oil and they've been taking krill oil, and a lot of people don't like to take more than a few of these capsules every day. I take about 30, and luckily I found this because I can eliminate the fish oil and the krill oil, two separate ones, because Purity has put them together in the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. If you are of age and you got aching joints, this is perfect for you. If you're concerned about your cardiovascular health, then this product, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, is perfect for you. It's perfect for anyone who is maturing, aging, and wants to take care of his or her body the right way. Good cardiovascular function, good joint function, brain function, all of those things are guaranteed with Krill Omega 50 Plus using the CoQ10 aspect of it for energy. You got it all covered. You can get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus by calling 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. You pay a couple of bucks for shipping, that's it. And you get a free bottle now, so you'll see how well it works. And then obviously there's a method to the madness. They want you to buy the product after you see how well it works. Get the free bottle now, 800-355-1493. That is Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, the free bottle, 800-355-1493. Let's check the story list from Talkers Magazine. The official list for the charts on the Talk Radio Countdown show starts with number 10, Sports Talk Radio, discussion of what's going on in the National Basketball Association, National Football League, that sort of thing. Number 9, sports-related story, Russia has been banned from the Winter Olympics, the Winter Games, because of all the doping that's gone on. Number 8, California wildfires. Number 7, the gay wedding cake case at the Supreme Court. Number 6, the travel ban ruling continuing to occupy people's time. Number 5, the Trump-Russian investigation. Number 4 this week on the countdown, the saga of Roy Moore. Number 3, the Republican tax reform plan. Number 2, a discussion of capital placement in Israel. And number 1, the resignations of Senator Al Franken, Congressman John Conyers, misbehavior in general among those who are high visible public people. All right, so that's it. Overview of the top 10. Top 10 stories courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Time. We don't use it very wisely, do we? We use it like a teenager spends money, just a mix of obligations and arbitrary decisions. And a company called Best Self is here to say, no, stop that. Spend your time better. Best Self's journal is designed to help people rethink their time, to treat it like a real budget, deciding where to spend it where it matters the most. Devote a little time to checking out their journal and other time-saving products. You can do that at their website, bestself.co.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Ostman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org. for more information.
Time now for us to review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show the people list this week, according to the research at Talkers with Michael Harrison and his staff. At 10, the names of LeBron James and Steph Curry, basketball players. Number 9, Rob Gronkowski. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Kim Jong-un. Number 6, Robert Mueller. Number 5, Roy Moore. Number 4, a tie between Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. At number 3, the bad boys, Russell Simmons, Garrison Keillor, Danny Masterson. At number 2, batter boys, Al Franken and John Conyers. And the number 1 most discussed person this week, as usual, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. 12 minutes for the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen, the business of Al Franken. I don't want to, you know what I really would rather have us go to that story number 2, which is the Jerusalem recognition. We're to have the U.S. Embassy. I thought this was kind of a dead issue. Interesting. You and I have both been there, and I commented earlier on how it's fun to, in this sense, to just use our experience to once again draw these word pictures. The whole city is so small. The city, the old city of Jerusalem, Mount of Olives, you can throw a rock across the little creek that sort of goes down there. Everything is so much smaller, but yet we treat it like it was this big international capital. It's a little teeny place. And yet all this fighting that goes on, it's really pretty remarkable, isn't it?
And it's symbolic. It's so much of the problem in the Middle East is emotional and symbolism, as opposed to, you know, geopolitical and economic. And oh my gosh, it's so emotional, and it's very hard to argue that. You know, it's hard to tell people, well, you know, get over the idea that you think this is holy land. You get into some real serious stuff when you talk like that. So it's a real sticky argument, very difficult to solve.
And that's
the problem. Yeah. You know, we're talking about people who feel that they have rights given to them by their ancestors and God to these places. It makes it hard to sit around the table and go, okay, let's figure this thing out going forward. What would work for everybody? It's frustrating.
They don't want to fix
it. The Middle East is crazy. No.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Democrats and Republicans. They have too much to gain by keeping things the way they are rather than change them for the better. I think that's really what the bottom line is. Everything is, it's too easy to keep people stirred up and to gain from that, take advantage of their fears, etc. 10 before the hour.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour, check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast every week at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Podcast that features Michael and the other people that we have discussing the issues of the week. We're talking about Jerusalem. Let me just stay there with you, Michael, for a moment, because it really does talk to leadership. It does talk to the fact that people over there, I found, you found, and it's not any different than any place I've ever traveled. I've been fortunate to go to 40-some-odd countries around the world, and I find that it's the same everywhere. People want a couple of square meals a day. They want security for their family, make everybody safe, and a roof over their head. That's it. It's the leadership that want because of it. It's a business for them. It's how they...
Yeah. The arms industry, the political industry, the religious industry, and the business of radicals,
yeah,
foment problems. The average person, look, you and I saw with our own eyes on our many trips to Israel, and we didn't just go there as tourists. You and I were there interviewing
yeah.
government leaders.
We're working over,
real
yeah.
fact-finding missions. It shocks people when they see that that in the streets of Israel, in the streets of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and in some of the bigger cities, you find Arabs and Israelis working together, living together in harmony. In harmony. To read the news, you think that everybody's throwing rocks at each other.
Yeah.
And isn't it that way in the United States, too?
Yep.
You see people, Latin Americans, you see African Americans, you see white people, Christians, Jews, all living together, working together, being friends. I mean, they may not integrate on the level, you know, that it's not even, you know, there are black neighborhoods, white neighborhoods, whatever. But people are not fighting with each other on the streets. They're friendships. They're working together. They're colleagues. But you get the impression to read the news that the entire country is up in arms against itself.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with the Middle East, even more so. Most people there want to get along.
Absolutely.
From all countries.
Yeah.
Walks of life.
I want to find out in a moment what is going on this week. Michael has a podcast every week in which he chats with some industry import. Up Close and Far Out, our focus right after this.
I'm Grant Langston, the new CEO of eHarmony. If you're online dating and looking for love, you're probably tired of the lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and matches that never turn into dates. If that's you, it's time to try eHarmony. Dating apps of one kind or another have been around a long time, but at the end of the day, they're just virtual bars where no one ever buys you a drink. eHarmony's different. We're built to help you have a better relationship, and we do that with 17 years of research and experience. eHarmony's gotten really good at bringing compatible people together. People that want the same things you do and are ready for a real relationship. Hey, it can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Go to eHarmony.com today and get a month free when you buy a three-month plan. Use code DATE. eHarmony.com, use code DATE.
All right, so Michael, you have chatted with a fellow who's a well-known broadcaster, has had great experiences, Brian Sussman. How is this week's podcast from Up Close and Far Out?
It's a good one. He's a good guy. He does the mornings on KFSO in San Francisco. He's conservative, but he's not obsessed with Trump, and he's not obsessed with politics. They have a lot of fun and pop culture on the show, as well as a little bit of politics. He used to be a weatherman in San Francisco for about 20 years, 25 years, award-winning weatherman, TV meteorologist. And he foresaw the decline of television and the rise of talk radio, and he just quit and went into talk radio, learned the issues, and worked his way up in the system, and now he's a leading radio talk show host.
Did he work his way from television directly into a big market station, or did he have to go work in the suburbs of San Francisco?
No, he started at night on a big station.
Ah.
He didn't start in the morning, which is considered the best time in radio.
Right.
Not always. I mean, Rush Limbaugh's midday, Sean Hannity's afternoon drive, and they're two of the biggest names. Michael Savage is at night. So, but in general, mornings on a local radio station are considered the best
yep.
position.
That's for sure.
And that's what he's done. A good guy. And also, there's a lot of good personal things about him. He has multiracial children. It's a good one. UpCloseAndFarOut.com.
UpCloseAndFarOut.com, or you can find it also at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the boss at Talkers. He's here with us every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.